In Germany, opposition parties have criticized the government over reports of the sale of tanks to Saudi Arabia. Here's more.
Controversy has erupted between German opposition parties and Chancellor Angela Merkel's government over reports that Berlin has okayed the sale of 200 Leopard 2 tanks to Saudi Arabia. During an emergency debate in Parliament, German opposition parties grilled the government representative for the alleged arms export. The Deputy Minister of Economy defended the sale of arms to Riyadh without confirming or denying the tank deal. Earlier, a Saudi security source confirmed the agreement, saying 44 of the 200 tanks have already been paid for. Reports say the government obtained backing from Washington and Tel Aviv before finalizing the deal. German opposition parties want to know why the government has changed its policy on exporting arms to Saudi Arabia. This especially at a time when Riyadh is actively involved in crushing of anti-government protests within and outside its own borders. Saudi military forces and tanks have been deployed in Bahrain to help Manama's crackdown on peaceful anti-government protests. The brutal crackdown has left dozens of Bahrainis dead. The German Green Party parliamentary leader has accused Merkel's cabinet of being hypocritical by publicly supporting pro-democracy movements and discreetly selling arms to those who suppress them. The controversy has also outraged many Germans who are sensitive about selling armaments to foreign countries. This because of the country's notorious Nazi past, as well as the role of arms makers such as Krupp in fueling 19th and 20th century wars. Demonstrators outside the parliament in Berlin have called on the government to freeze any arms deal with Saudi Arabia. What's for sure is that the alleged arms sale will seriously damage Berlin's reputation among those fighting autocratic regimes on the streets around the Middle East.